Mark Vandermeer and John Harris with you. Houston Methodist practice fields here at the Greenbrier in West Virginia, and our daily visit now with the general manager and executive vice president, Rick Smith. Rick, good morning. How are you today?
How you guys doing?
We're doing very well. And Rick, today's position group, defensive line. But before we get to that, your thoughts on day one training camp, just getting out here yesterday, and how everything went?
Yeah, I thought it was good. In fact, I really thought that just from the standpoint of the operation itself, it was smooth. You know,
right.
From being in a new environment, a different environment. But beyond that, on the field, I thought we functioned efficiently, especially on the offensive side of the ball, so I was impressed with that.
All right, great. Defensive line, here we go. You have some very interesting things happen, and I guess the most notable is the return of number 99 to the lineup in the front three, if you will. J.J. Watt coming back. Your expectations, and I just want to get your temperature on this. J.J. Watt reappearing in a Texans uniform in pads tomorrow. It's got to be very exciting.
Well, it is, and I'm just happy for him, and I know he's excited about it. And, you know, we'll take it one day at a time, but I expect him, you know, obviously when you talk about a player of his ability and what he means to the football team, it's significant. And so we'll make sure that we, bring him back the right way, but he's totally healthy and ready to roll.
Rick, I don't know if we should talk about Jadeveon Clowney today or linebackers, or I don't know when to talk about him because he has played so many different spots. Has that been a surprise since the day you selected him in 2014, his versatility to bounce up and down a line of scrimmage the way he does?
Here's the thing about that, John. This is interesting. So we show up on Tuesday to take the conditioning test, and he decides that we've got three groups.
I know where this is going.
We got tanks, we got bombers, we got jets, right? Okay, so he's running with the tanks, and everybody's looking at him like, what are you doing? And so yesterday after practice, we had a bit of a conditioning run. And so we had gotten on him so much, he ran with the wideouts yesterday doing conditioning, and he stayed with those guys. The guy's just immensely talented. So it doesn't surprise me. What I like about him and especially the way that Romeo did last year and what I think I see Mike doing this year, there's so much versatility up and down our defensive line and in that linebacker group that we can really present some issues for offenses in terms of how you determine where you're going to turn your protection or how you're going to classify a guy. Is he a down guy? Is he a backer? It creates some issues. And so, I like that ability for our group because of the complexion of that group and it starts with him.
Tanks, bombers, and jets. I really like that one. Rick, DJ Reader going into his second year, did some nice things last year. So what do you expect this year?
Yeah, he learned. Obviously, he had a really great example in Vince to sit and learn and watch how he approached every day and every practice and every meeting, and that was good for the young man. But he can stand on his own at this point, and you're right, he did a nice job. Probably played a little bit more effectively than I thought he would last year. It was a pleasant surprise that way, and we feel very confident in his abilities.
Rick, how much did DJ's success play into your thoughts of watching Carlos Watkins and then drafting him in the fourth round? Did his success play into that at all? And how unique is Carlos? A guy as an interior rusher had 10.5 sacks last year.
Well, and that's something, John, we've been looking for. We've been looking for, and we'll talk about Christian Covington, and I like Christian's inside ability, but a lot of times when I describe Christian, I talk about there's activity and then there's production, right? So activity is useful at times because it opens up opportunities for other guys.
Right.
So it's not a negative, but the difference with Carlos finishes on the quarterback. He's got multiple plays behind the line of scrimmage, whether you're talking about tackle for losses or you're talking about sacks or hits on the quarterback, just very productive that way. And we've been looking for another interior rusher to pair in there with J.J. and create some havoc inside, and I think he can do that.
Rick Smith joining us field side here, Houston Methodist practice fields at the Greenbrier. Joel Heath on the NFI, but Joel was noticeable last year. He made some plays for you.
Well, he did, and unfortunately, he's training, that time in between, the mini camp and training camp and tweaked his hamstring a little bit, so he started the the year here on NFI. He should be out here, you know, relatively soon. And but I do like his skill set. I think he's a scheme fit, which is the reason why we signed him as a free agent. And you know, I guess we shouldn't talk about this group without talking about Anthony Weaver and the job that he's doing, especially with some of those younger players. Just really impressed with the way that you know, from when I first got here, him as a player, and then, you know, his evolution as a coach, I think he's going to be a good one.
Yeah, along those lines with Anthony, Rick, the credibility he brings to the table, not just as a coach, but the fact that he played in the league at a high level and that sort of thing.
Well, and that's important. It's important when you are managing younger players, you know, obviously, but then also when you've got veteran players as a helicopter here. Arrives.
Yeah, medical helicopter, yes, but not, for not for the team. There's a clinic over here, and they fly people in.
So it's, you know, but it's good. It does bring and add credibility, and again, not only for the young players, but also for the veteran players. They know that he's telling them things that will work.
Rick, last year, we headed into training camp. All the questions we got throughout the country, we did interviews. What's going to happen opposite J.J. Watt? Who's going to be the guy opposite J.J. Watt as we started the season? And it ended up being Clowney in some sense, but then J.J. went down. And we thought, okay, well, who's going to step up? And you mentioned Christian Covington. Mark mentioned Joel Heath, Ufoma Kamalu. Those young guys, D.J. Reader, bouncing in a few different spots. That group, yeah, that kind of non-J.J. Watt group, I don't know how to classify them, but those young guns really stepped up the second half of the year and played an important role. How important are they going for this year, even with J.J. back?
Well, for us to continue to play good defense, and that's part of our formula for success, right, is to play good, solid defense, they're going to have to take the next step. I mean, nothing that we did, and listen, we finished number one in football last year, but that's not good enough this year. We've got to be better. We've got to take that next step, and they all understand that, and they know that. And you know, just watching the group, you know, over the course of the offseason and the camaraderie and the way that they, you know, that they are around each other, I do see that defense improving because, you know, they all have a lot of confidence, number one, first. And then when you have that confidence, then that lends to success. And when you have a little success, that yields more confidence. So it's a nice cyclical, you know, relationship between, you know, the work that they're putting in, the confidence that they have, the success that they're having, and hopefully that continues to snowball.
Rick, Carlos Watkins, you got him from the unofficial Texans AAA team, Clemson. And tell us what you liked about him when you evaluated him coming into the draft.
I will tell you this. You know, that's a great program, obviously. They do a nice job and culminating last year with the national championship win. And so they do a good job of coaching, teaching, and those guys work hard. They know how to work. And we've got some, you know, some guys in the building that they feel comfortable around, and there's a familiarity. And all those things help, especially with young guys. I mean, these guys, you know, they don't understand the rhythm of pro football yet. And it is a, you know, people talk about it being a grind. And you really don't understand that until you get into it. And so, you know, the more you can get guys familiar with your system, the more you can get them familiar with the way that you communicate it, the way that the expectations are and what the work ethic looks like and all those things, the quicker their athleticism takes over. And that's what you're trying to get accomplished with young players.
Rick, you know I'm going to ask you about this because you know how much I love the draft and talking about the guys that we don't talk about, Hatley, Ankou, Godin, and Ross, some young guys, undrafted guys that you brought in. What do you like about that young group that you brought to compete?
Yeah, all those guys compete, man. I like the kid from UCLA. And, I mean, I like the Michigan guy, too, you know, even though he's a Michigan guy. And I'm a guy. You know, all those guys are competing, and they'll have a chance here in these preseason games and in this camp. You know, the good thing about the way we're doing training camp, John, with that group, because it's difficult to really judge those guys during the offseason, right?
Yeah.
So now we put on pads tomorrow. We've got, you know, four preseason games. We've got, you know, two different teams that we're practicing against, and so we'll get a lot of opportunities to evaluate those guys the only real way you can, and that's in pads and in competitive environments.
One final comment on practice here, Rick. You were able to move it up earlier today because of some weather threatening later on. So just want to speak about that at all. Just the flexibility to do that. Guys right across the street, everybody's sort of in the dorm together.
Well, yeah, and we're here, and Bill walked in this morning and said, hey, I think we ought to do this. And so it's an easy transition to do that. And obviously with the way that we're practicing and the time that we're practicing, we've got that flexibility because it's not like we've got to get out of here first thing in the morning before it gets too hot. We've got some flexibility with the 10:30 start time. So, you know, hopefully we get it all in, and hopefully the weather keeps pushing.
Rick, thanks so much. Tomorrow morning we'll talk quarterbacks.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
All right, we appreciate it. General Manager and Executive Vice President Rick Smith joining us. Fieldside here at the Greenbrier.